You know what actually scares me these days? And it's not the loud, angry men everyone keeps pointing at like they're the real problem. Anger is noisy. Anger wants attention. Anger still believes someone is listening closely enough to understand what's really being said underneath. Nah, the men that make me pause are the quiet ones, the ones who stopped trying to be heard at all. The men who don't argue anymore, don't raise their voices, don't jump in to defend themselves when the story about them starts drifting sideways. The ones who hear a lie told about them and just keep walking, like correcting it would cost more energy than it's worth. Because that kind of silence isn't peace, and it's definitely not emotional maturity the way people love to frame it online. That silence is grief, just dressed up so it doesn't scare anybody watching from the outside. Grief for conversations they already played out in their head, hoping this time the words might finally land somewhere safe. Grief for explanations they practiced alone in the car, only to realize explaining wouldn't actually change the outcome. Grief for clarity they understood too late wouldn't matter once someone already decided who they were. Men don't go quiet because they're suddenly calm or healed. They go quiet because they finally understand how the game works. They understand that explaining doesn't always lead to understanding. Sometimes it just gives people more material to twist. At first, a man explains himself because he cares, because he still believes fairness and honesty are enough to bridge gaps. He wants to be accurate, not admired, not praised, just seen clearly without his intentions being bent into something ugly. He believes if he finds the right words, the right tone, the right timing, things will finally click into place. So he tries again and again and again, thinking effort will eventually be rewarded with understanding. He explains his intentions, explains his boundaries, explains what he meant instead of what people assumed he meant. And every time, he learns something uncomfortable about how easily words get filtered through bias. He learns how motives get questioned, how honesty gets reframed, how vulnerability gets treated like a weakness instead of a bridge. Eventually, he stops asking himself how to explain things better and starts asking why he's explaining it all. That's the shift nobody notices, because silence doesn't make announcements or trend online. When a man still explains himself, he's emotionally present, still invested, still believing the connection actually matters. Silence only shows up after effort dies, after hope runs out quietly without ceremony. That's why it's dangerous to confuse quiet men with healed men, because some of them aren't healed at all. Some of them are just exhausted in ways sleep doesn't fix and motivation speeches can't touch. They learned vulnerability isn't always met with care. Openness isn't always safe, and context doesn't always save you. So they simplify their lives without explaining that choice either. They talk less, share less, reveal less, not out of secrecy but out of self-preservation, not because they're hiding something bad, but because they're protecting something fragile they almost lost. Their peace, their dignity, their energy, the few things they realized were actually non-renewable. You see it happen in relationships first, long before anyone admits something changed. A man who used to say, "Hey, that bothered me," now just adjusts his behavior and files the feeling away. A man who once tried to work things through now stays physically present while mentally stepping further back each day. From the outside, it looks calm, it looks mature, it even looks like emotional growth if you squint. But inside, something already ended quietly without an argument or dramatic goodbye. At work, it looks like a man who stops offering ideas, stops pushing back, stops correcting misunderstandings about his intentions. He does exactly what's required and nothing more. Not out of laziness, but clarity. Not disengaged, not bitter, just aware of how easily effort becomes a liability in the wrong environment. And online, men barely bother explaining anything anymore because the cost is too high. They see the outrage cycles, the labels, the way nuance gets punished faster than actual bad behavior. So they scroll past, log off, and build lives that don't require explaining themselves to strangers. And society claps for that silence like it's progress, like less talking automatically means growth. But silence isn't progress. Silence is retreat, just dressed up in calmer language. It's a man realizing being misunderstood quietly hurts less than being misunderstood loudly over and over again. And here's the part people don't like to say out loud. Men don't go silent out of spite. They go silent after trying harder than anyone noticed, after hoping, after adjusting, after giving people the benefit of the doubt one too many times. Silence isn't the beginning of disconnection. It's the end stage of emotional effort. It's what happens when someone decides they don't need to be understood in this space to survive. And when men reach that conclusion, they don't announce it or argue about it. They don't threaten. They don't negotiate. They don't try to change minds anymore. They just move differently from that point forward. They choose quieter rooms, simpler relationships, people who don't need footnotes to understand basic respect. And once a man learns peace lives on the other side of silence, it's hard to pull him back into noise. That's why you can't shame a man into explaining himself again once he's done. You can't guilt him into conversations he already knows won't land anywhere safe. Because silence didn't become his weapon, it became his boundary. Not punishment, not revenge, just protection. So yeah, angry men don't scare me at all. Anger still believes in change, still believes something can be fixed. It's the quiet men, the ones who already grieved the outcome, that make me pause. Because by the time you notice the silence, the conversation already ended a long time ago. It didn't end with yelling or slammed doors or dramatic ultimatums. It ended with a man deciding he'd rather keep his peace than keep explaining himself to people who already decided who he was.